This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Elf for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we apologize for those of you that might have taken our advice yesterday on college basketball.
Ooh.
We took a couple of L's. The Cougs did not cover that 17.5-point spread.
Not close.
No. And, well, you know what? I like that it was a rough, kind of a rough start because, you know, it gets you, you know, Kelvin's going to have them paying a close attention. They got BYU today at 6 o'clock, and you know, they're in the Final Four, but you know, you don't want, if you glide through and it's all easy, then maybe you get a little complacent. They ain't gonna get complacent after that.
This is gonna be a tricky game because BYU can, they can score, and they've got some offense, and they've got, like, Houston's gonna have to be on their best. They're gonna have to be at their best defensively. They're gonna have to be sharper because you don't want to get in a situation where you're shooting poorly and you get into a, you know, you just get some, you screw up in transition, they get some open looks, you bust on your rotations or whatever, and all of a sudden they're draining threes on you, and you're like, holy crap, we got to catch up now. So they need to, I mean, it needs to be a lot better than it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. BYU, if you missed it, beat Iowa State, and it was something like 99-96. It was crazy. They put a ton of points on the board. And, that's, you know, that's the one concern for Houston you always have is what are they going to do offensively? But this year it's really been more, are you going to get their very best defense? It was not as good defensively yesterday as I was expecting. I thought it was going to be Operation Shutdown. I just thought Colorado, I'm like, Colorado didn't get.
They're not good.
They're not getting a 50. Colorado's going to be, you know, you're going to score 44 points. Houston's going to smother the life out of them. And that didn't really happen yesterday.
And win by 9 and move on and to take on BYU. That's a great time of the year. There were 1,000 games yesterday. So much to talk about. But what about Texas beating Texas A&M?
This is...
What is the deal?
I feel for A&M. The Aggies because they just can't beat Texas. And I know that's like the thing they really want to do.
Yeah.
And they had their opportunities yesterday. But, you know, frankly, They had their opportunities, and they blew it at the end of the game. They lost composure completely. Just way too many turnovers. Both teams were turning it over. Well, at the end of regulation, I should say. Just getting down the court, turnover, turnover, turnover. And, I mean, Wade Taylor had a James Harden-like game, scored a bunch of points with about 20 of them coming from the free throw line. And but it's kind of crazy because they – it went to double overtime, and it was really a back-and-forth game. But I thought the Aggies were some of their own worst enemy. But, I mean, look, you got a top-five player at University of Texas. You've got Tremont Mark, who is also, you know, has that Houston Cougar blood in him, although mm-hmm. he fouled out, dumb foul, way away from the basket. moving away from the basket, in fact. It was a really bad foul. But he had some big plays defensively that helped push that to overtime. And Texas moves on. And Rodney Terry, who was 6-12 in conference, I talked to a Longhorn yesterday, like, it's his worst nightmare that Rodney Terry wins one more game and stays.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, God, please don't let
this Well, he's good. I mean, got to tell you, he's been a good tournament coach. He's got them, and that's how he got that contract. But, yeah, they were not good this year, and they move on. The Aggs, poor Aggs. Goodness gracious, they just can't. Yeah. It just happens over and over and over.
I think they're a 3 seed, but they lost in the first round to a team who was a 13 seed. Like, I think they're a 3, but they may be a 4. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Texas needed that to have a chance to get into the dance. They still, I don't know that they're a lock to get in because they were, quote unquote, first out with Joe Lunardi. So maybe that win etches them in there as like a 12 or 13, depending on, you know, where they'll go. But that win could have been enough to get Texas in the tournament. It might be. But like I said, Joe Lunardi had first out Texas. So
maybe they're in.
So with the win, who knows?
Yep, you never know. All kinds of NBA, but all kinds of fantastic finishes, all kinds of great stuff. But that's what happens this time of year. This is
the baby tournament.
Yeah.
This is like you can post up in the afternoon somewhere and watch a bunch of games.
But, absolutely. I mean, this used to be a lot bigger because there were fewer teams that got in.
Big East tournament?
Big East tournament was was huge. Oh, ACC God. Tournament?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the series on the ACC tournament? Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Was
it's
it
so
on ESPN?
Good. It's on ESPN. It's a doc of – no, it's it's on the ACC Network. The ACC Network.
Wouldn't know it.
Well, it's awesome. It is awesome. The history of it and every decades. It's awesome.
I mean, Duke, North Carolina alone, but then you throw in some Clemson, NC State, Virginia's had some moments over the years. I mean, there have been Wake Forest has definitely had some moments over the years. Yeah.
Georgia Tech had its moment.
I mean, in the 90s?
Yeah, it was
Wake Forest and Tim Duncan and John, I remember watching the John Berry game. It was, golly, it was a great game. Who was that guy who played with Tim Duncan, who was the really good Randolph Childress? Randolph Childress, right?
Yeah, Randolph Childress.
Yeah, Randolph Childress and Tim Duncan on that team. And I remember they were scrapping against, like, it was John Berry. I'm trying to remember the Georgia Tech team. It wasn't Kenny Anderson, was it? I don't think it was Kenny Anderson. Oh, yeah, Dennis Scott, Kenny Anderson, 3D. Yeah, some great teams out of the ACC.
It is a really – I highly recommend it. You get the entire history, and there are so many memories that you watched all those games, and it's just awesome. So if you get a chance to do that. But listen, we had a caller yesterday that said, hey, should the Cougs rest? And look at Juwan Roberts. His ankle injury, he's possibly out for the rest of this tournament. But who cares about this tournament? It doesn't even matter if you're a 1 or a 2 seed. Doesn't really matter. No. What matters is the NCAA tournament. And once again, you've got an injury that a real debilitating injury. You cannot win this thing without Juwan Roberts. You just can't. So him going down yesterday, only playing 18 minutes and having now he also injured an ankle. And I'm not sure if it's the same one, but it might be the same one that he hurt against Baylor. He came back against Baylor and was fine, but yesterday did not come back. And hopefully, I mean, does it matter if you? I mean, I think you could probably beat BYU without him.
He said he's good for the game today.
Yeah,
but I
wouldn't
know
play
that
him. I wouldn't play him.
He said it's painful. Oh, I mean, he's a dog. I'm sure he'll tape it up and roll. But I'm with you. If I'm Kelvin Sampson,
no,
I want that to rest.
I need that guy.
I'm probably not playing him.
No. And what is another Big 12 tournament win mean? It doesn't mean anything. This program is about the NCAA tournament, getting to the Final Four, and winning a national title.
I don't
title.
Know if I play in the rest of the tournament.
No.
It's a sprained ankle. Yep. Like, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to give you today off. They could. But what's the point in bringing it? If it's a sprained ankle, what's the point? He's not going to be at 90% in 2 games. Like, what's the point of playing him until the tournament?
And look at Cooper Flagg.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That was bad.
They say he has no chance, basically, until maybe the finals of that conference.
Well, Who cares again about the conference finals?
Right.
Even if Duke loses out on a one seed, which they won't.
No.
Even if they lose out on a one seed, who cares?
He was
get
in a,
that kid
he was
healthy.
In a wheelchair.
Yes. Oh my God! And it wasn't a Paul Pierce wheelchair. Well, he pooped himself.
No, it was a real one.
It was
that.
A,
well, I think is a real one. I didn't.
It looked like a real one. No.
I didn't think about the fact that it could be another Paul Pierce.
It's not a Paul Pierce.
I almost had a Paul Pierce when I was playing disc golf one time. I was like, I think I had something that didn't agree with my stomach, and I almost Paul Pierced it.
Yeah.
I had to like go across the street to a gas station and Paul Pierce their bathroom.
Yeah. You Paul Pierced it up? You were
yeah.
fine? You were fine?
Well, I had to get the key. I played golf. Sir, can I get your key, please?
I played golf a couple of weeks ago with a guy, and we're walking off the tee box, and Guy to me goes, okay, so who's going to tell him that he pooped his pants?
Because
he had a stain on the outside of his pants. And I was like, I've noticed that a couple holes ago, and I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing to him.
Where was it? Here or in L.A.?
It was in L.A.
And that's not even hot, was it? So it's not a swamp ass that went
no,
a muck
it wasn't
on
swamp
him.
Ass. It was just it was a bacon strip was all it was.
Well,
it was
still.
A little, oh, yeah.
It wear was, dark pants. To yeah. wear dark shorts.
I got to tell you this.
A bacon strip.
Yeah. I got to tell you this. For the.
That's the worst the phrase that I've heard so far at 7:10 in the morning.
I got to tell you this. I'm very is anybody else really disappointed with the crawfish situation in this city right now? Is anybody else?
I don't know. Is it bad?
They're
Wait.
Little. They're expensive.
Wait, no, it's work crawfish it's gotten, season.
Yeah, it's crawfish season. It's been crawfish season for months, for going on 2 months now. And they're small.
Why?
And they're,
is
and
that
they're
to do with
and they, the demand for crawfish has brought the demand for the demand for crawfish has gotten this thing so out of control. What used to be $3-$5 a pound is now $10.99, $11.99, $12.99 a
what?
Pound. Yeah.
It's $12 a pound?
It's stupid. And they're small, and it's ridiculous. And I'm protest. I'm, you know
Does
what?
Does it have to do with, like, temperature in the water? Like, what makes
what's
it? No,
it's this? the cold nights. You got to have really warm weather for crawfish. And it's been a disaster.
Wait, I thought cold weather's when you have
no.
crawfish.
No,
you don't
no,
have
no,
it in,
no.
Wait,
you
no.
need warm winters in Louisiana. That's
oh,
why
is
I can
that
only
what
grow
it is?
In, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we had that. Oh, because we had that super cold. They got snow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's ruined. And yet, they're still going up on their price.
Well, supply
and
is
I'm putting it out there. We need to protest here. We need to protest. Yeah. Crawfish protest. Okay.
It's not going down.
All the stupid things we protest in this country.
Well, go,
this
eat
is...
some, go eat some Vietnamese crawfish.
My wife won't let me.
Is she here?
She's here.
Oh, you can't now. Yeah. You could have.
I know, but I just
could
can't.
Have.
I feel like I.
Crawfish and
I
noodles.
I feel like she could. She would know.
She'd know. It's and like then, you cheated yeah. on her.
No, no, no. And
it's
she,
like you cheated on
Listen, when we
New
go to
Iberia.
The supermarket and buy frozen crawfish. I mean, they try to sneak some Chinese crawfish in on you, and she won't. Oh, my goodness.
Well, what do you mean? The kind that's in the pet that's just crawfish tails? And,
yeah, crawfish tails yeah. that's frozen. Oh,
I've
no.
gotten that before. That's good.
No.
Saute that up, a little bit of butter, a little bit of
But you
got to
get the Louisiana.
On
otherwise,
the rice. I just buy the pack.
It's not
I
real.
Never even noticed. Well, that's only Louisiana, isn't
no,
it?
No, they
At
put
H-E-B?
Like, ooh, this Cajun crawfish. Only it's you know, it's got... little Chinese lettering on the bottom. You gotta watch yourself. You gotta watch yourself.
I figure I'm buying all kinds of Chinese stuff with that note. I don't know. I'm sure this is me. That's, I don't know. This? I don't know. Does it taste good?
That's all.
Does it taste good?
Well,
I'm not discerning. No. Oh, you know what's going to taste good today? Bun B is coming through with his Trill Town. He said tenders and burgers are supposed to become a Trill. Tenders and Trill burgers.
Fries?
They're opening a new place over by where I live, and my son Mason wants to go work there. I think he just wants to be able to eat free.
Yeah, why not? Who doesn't want to eat free?
My kids want to work so bad in fast food. I'm like, I said, there's all kinds of things you can. He goes, no, they both. You think I want to go see if Cane's is hiring. I want to see if Chick-fil-A is hiring. That's all they want. Just they just want to work at a place with chicken.
Well, I don't know. But are they all getting it for free? Or
no, I don't
yeah,
know.
I think you probably get an employee discount,
yeah,
but I'm not
getting
sure.
I don't think Bun's trying to give
themselves.
You Trill burgers for free.
Your kids can eat them,
Trill
you know,
tenders.
Eat their whole check, their yeah. whole paycheck.
And they have. When they get any money.
And your paycheck,
it goes
too.
To candy and food, and that's it.
That's it.
Yep. And I have. Yep. I woke up today. There's two kids spending the night. Alec is back. He went to Broken Bow, Oklahoma. That's where he went. He had been there with his with some college buddies. And then so he's back. So I got like eight people in my house right now. It's just terrible. My wife said, do you ever think that you were going to be the not fun dad, not fun family? I said, and it hurt. That hurt. Because I'm like, what do we have more people spend the night here? And then Alan's going to spend the night. And then Ethan's spending the night. And all these. And I'm like, what? What are all these people? And it doesn't really bother me. I'm in my room.
Yeah, right.
They're just sleeping on the couch when I wake up. And she goes, did you ever think that we'd be the not fun family? Did you ever think that? And I was like, no.
No. I loved that. I loved having everybody over. We'd love that. I used to come home from college and I'd have eight guys. My mom, we had a small house.
Yeah.
And my mom would get up and go, okay, who wants bacon and eggs?
Yeah, that's how my mom was. And I'm totally not like, I'm just you're the worst. I'm the worst. I don't want anyone in
you
my
You need to
house.
Bring them trail burgers home.
I know. I don't know what the deal is. Well, I'm just not a nice person. I guess Dell's right.
That's
about
it.
Me.
That is
I'm
kind
not
of,
a nice
that
person.
That is
definitely
kind of.
Not trying to have everyone at my house. Like, my wife, you know, oh, it would be great, Alec, you and your friends and all go to a place. And she wants that old romanticized, you know, 10 dudes just sleeping in a room together, crashed all over the place.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, but now at this age, I can't even fathom it. But God, it sounds terrible. Never do that.
What is wrong with you? Let's have some fun. The kids need to have some fun.
I'm just not fun.
All right, we got a break in here. 713-780-377. Dell, I got a problem here with my laptop. What do we have here? What is? I got to get onto our
probably Linville, maybe.
I was with Doc Linville yesterday. We played golf yesterday.
What is it?
Oh, Houston Powder Coaters.
Were y'all talking about powder coaters?
No, we weren't talking about powder coaters, but I love talking about, you know what? When I think of golf, and I think of golf over at Wildcat, I do think of Robin being out there with her Astros chairs, and I'd never seen that before. I don't want to say Astros chairs because they're not supposed to be associated with, but they had the colors of the baseball team here in the city of Houston on the chair. And I thought, that is really, really cool. And if you're somebody who tailgates, maybe, or you know what, you don't tailgate really at the Astros games. It really doesn't happen. But you do tailgate at Cougs games. You tailgate at Texas games, A&M games, tailgate at Texans games. What about the color of your team? They can do all the slats. They can do everything to make your chairs and your patio furniture look like your team. How cool is that? You're out there tailgating with that kind of stuff. But that's what Houston Powder Coaters do. Whatever color it is, they've got thousands of colors with how they can mix and match. They got thousands, literally thousands of different colors that they can get to you, whatever it is that you're looking for. Look, you're looking for the best way to get your patio furniture looking new again. Houston Powder Coaters, free pickup and delivery. Tell Robin you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did y'all see CeeDee Lamb finding out that DeMarcus Lawrence was traded or was signing with the Seahawks?
No, but hopefully we'll get into DeMarcus Lawrence and Mike Parsons.
Yeah.
You know about that?
No. Mm.
I want to make sure I get all the – let me make sure I have – you tell me yours, and I'll get all the specifics here with the Micah Parsons, DeMarcus.
So, CD said that DeMarcus took him under his wing when and they were best of friends. And CD's doing – in a car, he's doing some podcast. I don't know which one. There's 2 billion of them now. He's doing some podcast, and he looks at his phone. He goes, oh, no. Oh, yikes. My man just got traded, but he signed with the Seahawks, and it was a little bit. I guess that you know that kind of sucks for guys, and especially if you know your best boys, and now you're reading it on media and in the media that your guy is gone, and especially with the Cowboys have been. Had the Cowboys had the best off season so far. I think they signed a long snapper. I think they signed, this off season, I'm pretty sure they signed a long snapper, which is nice. It's a big off season for Jerry. I mean, is there anybody, honestly, what moves have the Cowboys made?
Nothing.
Nothing.
This is the second year in a row.
Really.
Not really. It's really unlike Jerry. Like, we just keep thinking Jerry is going to do splashy stuff and dumb stuff. But, I mean, I get it. He's being, I guess, look, he's paid his quarterback. This is what happens. If you give a non-elite quarterback elite money, you eventually get to the spot where you just don't have money to spend, or you got to spend it on CeeDee Lamb. You just had Zach Martin retire. Like, yeah, they got problems, and you got to get ready to. You're going to pump up. Did Mike hadn't gotten paid yet, has he?
Mike.
Micah Parsons.
Oh, Micah, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the highest paid defensive, and so you're going to have a quarterback who's.
And
one of
what
the highest.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah,
and you got to pay him, and he's doing his podcast during the season, and
you can't stop him. Like,
and telling is that his coach doesn't work hard enough. And,
this is some of the stuff that well, this is what terrifies teams about players, about verbose. But you know, I don't want to make this a shooter Sanders. There's concern about, is he immediately coming to the league as a rookie quarterback and has a podcast, right? Because he's already threw, you know, he threw his offensive line under the bus during a stream or whatever a summer ago. Well, this concern is because of Micah Parsons. Everyone's worried because of Micah Parsons now. Because Micah Parsons can't shut up in season. He can't stop talking. You know, it's one thing if you're out of season. Paul Pierce just shut his down. And by the way, he's having surgery. Paul Pierce realizes, wow, I'm playing like total ass and I'm sitting here on a podcast. Mm-hmm. This is a really bad look. It's a really bad look. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to shut the podcast down and try to focus on basketball. Well, you're done, so it doesn't really matter. Daryl lost again by trying to go for just aging veterans. Here's what happened. So do you have DeMarcus Lawrence saying he never was going to Dell? He was never going to win for the Cowboys? I can't tell if Dell's on the phone or not.
No, he's not.
Oh, you have it? Okay. I want you. Here's where it starts. This is where this DeMarcus Lawrence versus Micah Parsons thing starts. Here's DeMarcus Lawrence talking to, I guess it's a place in Seattle, a radio host or something. Here's his comments.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
Yeah. We here.
We're here. DeMarcus Lawrence, welcome to the Seahawks. Thanks for joining us.
He ain't winning a Super Bowl there either. Sir, I've got bad news for you. You got Sam Darnold now, no wide receivers. Sir, you're not winning one there. Micah Parsons says, so he retweeted it, and he said, quote tweeted it, and said, this is what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown shit. And then he did a clown face.
He did a clown face?
Yeah. And then DeMarcus Lawrence said, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left.
Wow. Wow, we're getting a little aggressive here. Mm-hmm. Wow. So yeah. How did this end up? How'd we do?
Well, I think we'll have to wait until we go to Mark. I guess you just got to go to Micah Parsons' next podcast and listen.
Wow, that seems like those two are not gonna. Well, they'll never play against each other. I mean, well, they'll again heads up against each other. So,
and Cowboy fans are really mad at him right now. Real quick, how many times did you make the Pro Bowl list? Seems like he's been pulling infinitely more weight than you have. You literally told our fan base that your ass was tired in the playoffs, and you can't even stay on the field. Pathetic. And Cowboy fans are all coming after DeMarcus Lawrence. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You're not.
No.
And Seattle isn't. The Texans probably are.
Yes, the okay? Texans
That's
definitely
the
are.
We've got a guy who calls good plays. We've got in Nick Haley, from what I understand, he's never called a play, but he's got a ton of good plays from what I'm hearing. We added another offensive lineman, Ed Ingram, who is literally number one in pressures allowed percentage.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this till Nate Tice pointed out. Number three, because Ed Ingram is just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a. I saw somebody found one good highlight of his and put it out there. Uh-oh, Nick Cassero knows what he's doing here. This man stands on business. Ed Ingram making one block. And because I'm like, Ann Ingram is not, like, I know how bad he's not been good. And Minnesota fans really couldn't wait to get rid of him. And this is the way it is. Anytime, like, Washington fans are super defensive about Laremy Tunsil right now. They're telling you why you're dumb. Why'd you trade? This is the stupidest thing. Look at his pass protection stuff. Like, we've seen him. You just don't get it. It's good for you, but, you know. So you've added just guys to your roster. You still, Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram. Lakin Tomlinson was fourth in the league in pass rush percentage allowed, I guess, and pressure percentage allowed. Mm. Ed Ingram was number one for guard, and then Kenyon Green was number three. And so,
what?
Yeah,
he was third. Kenyon, and wait, we got number one.
We got one and four. So Nate Tice goes, apparently Houston has taken number three out and replaced it with number four, number one in pressure issues. So I'm a big believer in what they had to do. They had to do what they had to do. But I also believe that this might not be fixed one year one in terms of the left tackle. It may take a little bit of time. So I am a little concerned, though, because I think these guards are really average. I think you have been trading for guys that you could have. Well, okay, so now I know why they're probably trading for him. Houston's probably trading for him because they're hoping to play the compensatory pick game. Because if you wait until they're cut, they don't count when they leave. So Ed Ingram would have been cut this year. You would have been able to get Ed Ingram as a cut player. But instead, what happens now is you take on his contract. You take on Christian Kirk's contract. You take on – who's the other guy they added? Not Lakin. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, he still has time left on his. But now when they leave, they're your free – you know, you're losing a free agent. But Ed Ingram may not qualify. He may not sign a qualifying deal when he leaves, so he may not even end up counting for you as a qualifying free agent for the compensatory pick stuff. What you're doing basically is you just have really some guys in there. I wouldn't get too excited about Ed Ingram.
Wait a minute. Tell me the person that's real excited about Ed Ingram being here.
Well, I'll show you the string.
No.
The Texans fans.
Oh, my God, we got Ed Ingram. Who said that?
Well, he was, honestly. You know, this is a guy who, well, anybody who's new, you get excited about.
No, no one does. No.
What's
exciting is they freed up $12 million with Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They redid that, which makes sense. I mean, they've continued. Nick continues to basically rob Peter to pay Paul in a way. I mean, you're just, but it doesn't matter. It's just
spreading it out.
It's just Cal's money.
Yeah.
You just have to give him some money up front, and that's not my money, so whatever. And then you get to spread it out a little bit. So it helps. You need this to, frankly, I couldn't believe they got this many deals done. You need this now for your draft picks. Like, you got to be able to sign draft picks now.
Yeah.
So you got to have a certain amount of money set aside.
Yeah.
And my guess is that's probably what he's doing here. I don't know how much more they can do.
Well, let's break it here. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, Mark, you're going to be first up. Anybody else wants in, you are more than welcome to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5.
I found out something yesterday about hot days. Apparently, there are people who are fans of it. March 13th.
Loved it.
I know about you, but there's other people here who are fans. There's a local writer who also is a fan.
Thank you.
I don't get it. I don't get why you like to sweat.
It's because it's so much better. Because you never grew
up. Didn't you like LA's weather though? 72.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of good.
It's nice.
Except you got to wear a sweatshirt or something in the mornings and at night.
So?
You got to wear a sweatshirt or a sweater.
You don't have bacon strips growing in your butt.
No. I don't have bacon strips.
You don't have
up.
Swampy
no.
swamps rolling.
No.
Not when it's 74 and not humid.
Just wear dark pants, that's all, in the summer. And talk about Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf is... So, they've got some new deals that I want to tell you about with Craig DeCerf. And it's a new... I'll give you an example. This one right here is one of my favorites. It's a GMC. It's the Sierra 1500 pickup truck. It's a perfect intersection between looks, power, technology. And Motor Trend gave it the Best Tech 2025 badge. So it's really cool from a tech standpoint. And the place to get your GMC Sierra 1500 is Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Let's talk about the savings here. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing or get thousands off in purchase allowances on the 2025 GMC Sierra 1500. So it's your choice between the purchase allowance or the APR finance rate. Kind of you can do the math on that and figure out which one you want. And it's got a Turbo Max engine as well, so you got some power. You can see dealer for complete details, but it's all at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Find the truck you love. Find the crossover vehicles, those SUVs of all sizes, of all price points, of all features, interior and exterior, and trust that you're going to get a great rate, a great price, and a fantastic trading value at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You gotta be careful with that. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713. This is basically a holiday show. It's Friday of a week that really was a holiday. It is a holiday. It's actually a spring break.
Yeah.
It's spring break week.
Yeah, my kids are home.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably why we've had, we have a bunch of listeners that are young and good family people, that they're on vacations and whatnot. I mean, we have the best listeners, the best. So I can understand this week. I was wondering why it was a little calmer this week. You know, we haven't heard from in a while. Irv, where's Irv been? I mean, we really haven't heard from. We need Irv to call in. I don't know what happened to him. Does anybody know what happened to Irv? Give a call, 713-780-3776. I know what happened to Mark. He's on the line. Let's get him in here. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I've been reading some articles recently and wanted to get y'all's thoughts. With this year's draft class being relatively weak at the quarterback position, would it make sense for a team like maybe Arizona or even Jacksonville to consider trading their quarterback to a team that's in need, like Tennessee or the Giants, to get max value? The return, they could get a significantly higher equity this year versus others. And maybe, like I said, a team like Arizona, who's ran the Kyler experience and it hasn't worked out, maybe this would be the year to get, you know, a significant amount of a haul compared to any other year. I just want to get y'all's thoughts, because that's a circling article and a lot of topics being seen on different platforms.
Yeah, you're not going to – first of all, you take a cap hit of $15.2 million to deal Kyler Murray, but I think they'd consider it. They just don't – who wants Kyler Murray? I mean, his cap number next year is $53
million. That's – so you know what? That's about the going rate. How – I mean
– well, how much of that signing is $3 million? So if you traded him
– yeah.
Hold on, let's see.
Can yeah, I mean, actually, you'd get him for less. What's his cap hit going to be? It's not going to be 53 because that the signing bonus is into that.
But the signing bonus is only $3 million. Your base, your roster bonus is $17 million. Like, yeah, I mean, he's still $50
million. Yeah.
Kyler Murray's $50 million next year.
That's the going rate.
Well, yeah, but for you want Kyler? Is that what you want?
Well, what do you?
He's a guy who you look, who's literally famous for playing video games and not watching TV.
That is true. That is true. At some point, is he going to grow up? At some point, is he going to master his? You know, is he going to put everything he's got into it? I don't know. But what are your options right now? Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. They're the only two guys out there.
So I did Move the Sticks podcast yesterday. We were talking about this, and Bucky's like, yeah. You know, Aaron's kind of holding the whole thing hostage because no one's going to move on. I mean, Russell Wilson, he's the crumbs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually played okay with Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah. But he's the crumbs. Aaron Rodgers is who certain teams are looking for, but the only team that really makes sense are the Steelers. That's really it. They got a head coach that can handle them. The Giants would be a disaster.
I just read an article this morning about how the Steelers had changed their mind about Aaron Rodgers. Well, part of it was that they thought they were going to get Justin Fields on the cheap, and they didn't even offer $20 million because that's what he's getting with the Jets. $20 million is the most bargain basement starting quarterback veteran you could find. It doesn't get any cheaper than $20 million. So, no, that's it. That's bargain basement.
And people are talking about how could the Colts give Daniel Jones $14 million? Because they got a backup raid on him.
Well, that's right. He's not.
I mean, that's a plus backup with a chance with potential starting. That's how much they make.
Well, and it's funny, they might get a good deal because he's better than Anthony Richardson and probably will be starting.
Yeah, but who
cares? And any other
you're paying $14 million for what? Yeah. So what if he starts? Who cares?
Well, it's not right. Be good but enough. I mean, you're filling up a void there that's a 50 it's at right now. I mean, honestly, CJ's going to get 60. Yeah. CJ's going to get 60 because you want to hold on to your quarterback.
You have to decide
50
if
is going to be
Stingley's going to stay, Will Anderson's going to stay, CJ's going to stay. And once you get there, you're talking about 30 million, 90 million, another 30. Oh no, probably 35 to 40 for Will. So you're talking about 130 million for three players. Is more than likely what you're talking about. Because after Myles Garrett's deal, Will Anderson in a couple of years, it's going to be 60, 40, and 30. More than likely, probably 30, maybe more. That's 130 million of your salary cap is going to go to three players.
Yeah.
So now, your salary cap involves your top 51. So how much for the other how much for the other 48 players? Like, who's going to go? Nico Collins is here. So, you know, somebody who's on your roster that's pretty good, like Bullock may not be able to stay. You may not be able to afford Bullock.
Well,
and we're only 1 year in. But down the road, somebody's going to have to go. You can't keep everybody.
So it just got worse this morning. The 33rd team, highest sack rates per pass rush last season. Who led the league? Highest sack rate per pass rush.
Against, like an offensive line?
No. A defender.
Oh.
An edge defender. Highest sack rate per pass rush.
I don't know.
Will Anderson Jr.
Did he?
3.7%. Trey Hendrickson was second.
How many did Will end up with?
Well, but he wasn't on the field all the time, apparently.
I guess not, because it doesn't. But I would think you'd have to have more. I would think he played most of the snaps.
How about 4%? Nobody gets 4%. So 4 out of 100 pass. Not even out of 100 pass.
Well, I mean, he ended up with 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not forget he missed some games too because of his ankle. Trey Hendrickson,
you're right. He missed. He missed 2 games last year and 3 games this year.
No.
He's already missed 5.
Yeah, but remember he had that bad. What game was it where he had the bad ankle?
You're talking about
ankle.
The rookie year?
No. This year.
Yeah.
This past year. Was it the Jets? I think it was the Jets. He got banged up. Myles Garrett is third on this list. Micah Parsons is fourth. Dexter Lawrence, Leonard. It's the best of the.
It was the Jets because he was inactive. He was inactive against in a loss to the Lions.
Yeah.
He didn't play in that one that should have been a W. And then the win against Cowboys he didn't play because he would have had 5 sacks.
Look, this is a pretty good indicator of who the best are. Highest sack rate per pass rush last season. It's Will Anderson, Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Leonard Floyd, Braden Fisk, Danielle Hunter.
Leonard Floyd just cut, too. I think he may have already been picked.
How about Leonard Floyd? That skinny dude, he has had a nice career.
I can't believe
as skinny as he was coming out of college.
He's still skinny. Been,
yeah. Well, even more so then.
And he's 6'5", 6'6", so.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons signed him.
So every indicator about Will Anderson is telling you when his contract comes up, he will be the highest paid edge rusher.
You start at $40
million. Yeah.
And that's where the number is now. So
in 3 years.
In 3 years, it's going to be at least $40
million. CJ's
at least $60 million.
At this rate?
You got $100 million for your first 2 picks of the draft. But you still have more. 3 years. You still have 3 years with them.
That's 3 years. You know where the salary is going to be in 3 years?
It's probably going to be CJ makes 80 and he makes 50.
Yeah.
It's probably what it probably is. It's probably like 100.
No, that's not even exaggerated. I don't think. It's going to be in that neighborhood. 45 and 50 and 65.
I feel like the increases are happening too fast.
Like inflation.
Well, yeah. I mean, but there's an inflation in salaries. Like, it's never been like this ever.
Well, because the money,
only way, yeah, because it's TV stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all relative. As long as it stays inside that, I guess you don't have problems. You're going to pay a little bit more for streaming. You're going to pay more for tickets. It's going to be passed on like anything. But
As long as fans pay it, as long as we pay it as consumers, it is what it is. Unless you just decide you don't want to watch Netflix anymore, or use Amazon anymore,
yep.
And that's not happening. We already know that's not happening.
Yep. It's but this is out of control. I mean, there's
Netflix
something.
Could literally tell me, sorry, Lance, it's $50 a month. I said, damn it, Netflix. I guess I got to pay it.
I know, but
got too many shows.
I know. Do you really?
Well, I have noticed that I have noticed that Apple's making better shows.
Yeah.
They just don't make enough of them. I don't watch a lot of Hulu shows.
I'm on Prime a lot. I'm on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get all of this. It's getting more. I wish we'd go back to cable.
I'm watching Paradise now. I was told to watch Paradise. It's off to a pretty. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You started it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I don't want to say too much. Sterling K. Brown is on it. James Marsden, who was in Westworld, was the little cowboy who, you know, didn't know. He was also a robot, I guess. But he's on it. He's the president in it, you know, for a little bit. And so I'm watching that one, and I've watched seven.
Paradise is about the presidency?
No, it's about, well, I don't, I'm 1.5 episodes in. Are you watching it, Del? It's about, I'm sure he is. It's about.
I finished it.
You what?
I finished it.
You finished it? How long
has it
been out?
Is it worth watching?
It's, well, the final episode, I think, premiered last week.
Is it worth watching?
It's been out for 2 months. Yeah, I mean, Lance has danced around it because the first episode has two major spoilers, but the first spoiler was kind of previewed during the trailers. The major spoiler comes at the very end of the episode,
yeah.
And it sets up the rest of the season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to say what it is, but...
But it's worth watching.
It's not
I
about
enjoyed
the president.
It.
Well, it's got some... It seems pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's not at all really about the presidency. There is a president involved, but the story isn't really about... It's not like West Wing or anything like that.
Okay.
And there's another one called that I started yesterday called... it's on Netflix, and it's got like 100 Rotten Tomatoes. I always have to check it because I saw something delicious. I started this thing delicious, a Rotten Tomato, 17% of good, delete. This looked like it was already looked like it was stupid. No, this other one's called, is it Adolescence? I think it's called Adolescence. And if all I know is this kid has just been, they busted. Break into this house, and this 13-year-old's immediately, they got guns pointed at him.
It's a UK show, yeah.
Yeah. He's got guns pointed at him. I'm like, get out of the bed. He's like, like, what are you doing with my son? What are you doing?
It's one of those.
He's arrested on suspicion of murder.
Yeah, from the trailer, it's one of those things. Like, what is your child actually capable of? And
a 13-year-old arrested for murder. Just to make sure I know all things to avoid.
Are you a failure of a parent? What did you know?
Yes.
When did you know?
I would say
like
if your 13-year-old is a murderer,
he's
you're
alleged
a
murderer.
Alleged.
He's not convicted.
I don't
convicted.
Know. It's, I'm
alleged.
Only on the first, I'm in
you
the first 25 minutes. They're asking him if he wants cornflakes for breakfast at the police station. That's
oh, it's got your them. Guy from Top Boy. He's
yeah,
he's
Top
the
Boy,
detective.
The guy from Top Boy.
D.I.
He's a
Ashley Walters.
What's
is his
name in Top Boy?
I have to look it up.
I don't know what Top Boy means.
It's like
UK English,
The Wire. Yeah, he's talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good
Duchesne.
Show. Duchesne, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's got Duchesne in
all
it.
All right, this segment allegedly was supposed to finish about 5 minutes ago, so let's break it here. 713-780-3776.
Right now, I'm just watching shows and watching basketball.
That's it.
And then, like, I only have to do, like, 2 players a day now. My editor said, hey, don't feel like you got to get to 500, okay? I don't want to have to write. If you know a guy sucks, he said, just don't even finish him.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I said, 450. He goes, if that.
Ooh,
I said,
nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing anything from here on out.
Oh, I love that. Except go to break. How about that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Hey, the Rockets back in action tonight against Dallas. Awesome. Bulls tomorrow night. A back-to-back at home against two of the worst. That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to do back-to-backs, you got to have a crappy. You got to do them home and back-to-back with crappy teams,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I fully expect. Now they're just one game out of second place now. One game out. For a tie for a second. I don't know how the tiebreakers go. But they're 13 games out of first. And now they are just one game behind the league leaders, which is, I mean, the Memphis, which is Memphis is winning games in a row. And now the Lakers are losing games in a row.
Man, this is a scrap for, I mean, this is truly a scrap for the first four.
Yep.
Like, it's jammed up. It's going to be really interesting. The Rockets need they need Amen Thompson to get healthy and get back. They need everything they can get.
Grizz, Nuggets, Lakers, Rockets, all within one game of each other. The Grizz, Nuggets, Lakers, the Grizz and Nuggets are 12 games back, Lakers and Rockets 13. Without LeBron, they're not as good. They're just not.
No.
They've lost three straight now. And the Grizz have won four straight since Ja got back. They were hurting without Ja. Ja's back, and they're playing better basketball now. I fully expect the Nuggets to be the two seed.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just want to be inside the top four.
Although in their last five, the Grizz are 5-5. The Nuggets are just 5-5. The Lakers are 7-3, but they're on a 3-game losing streak without LeBron. And then the Rockets are 6-4 in their last 10, 1-4 in a row. But this is where you had to make hay on this homestand, win all six of these games, and then go back on the road.
Because well, we
this
talked was a about bunch on of, the schedule. Yeah. It was weak. Like,
it was really
this
weak.
Is where you have to make it up.
Yeah, this is really weak. And the Warriors, Steph Curry with his 4,000th three-pointer. 4,000 three-pointers.
Nobody's ever done it.
Nobody's done it. First ever to 4,000. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right. I'm gonna agree with you. Shaq put it in there.
I think he's going to be a first ballot Hall
Shaq
of Famer.
Put it in there. Should he be in the conversation for greatest ever? He's got, and think about this.
He's got the titles.
He's got rings. He's the greatest ever at shooting. The greatest ever at shooting. He has got assists. He's got points. He's got titles. It's sustained greatness over a pretty long period of time now. I mean, he made a good point, and I started thinking about it. And you know what? Because he's not – why do we not – because he's skinny? Because he doesn't fly through there like Jordan? He's not built like LeBron? He doesn't look like Wilt Chamberlain or Kareem or whatever?
No.
Oh. He wants to know if it's a light skin thing.
Is it?
I don't think so.
I already know. Dell doesn't think he's good.
No, I don't think he's not considered the best ever because he's light skinned. People take issue with his light skin for other reasons. just how people are. People.
Not you.
No, not me. He doesn't.
You've never said the phrase light skin behavior. He has.
Sometimes they're egregious. I mean, that's just facts. But as far as him as a basketball player, I'm not sure why he wouldn't be, other than he's not a great defender.
Yeah, I mean, he hits all the metrics that you look for. Championships, an elite talent of some sort, which is actually scoring and shooting, greatest shooter of all time. He has won throughout his career.
I would say since Jordan, he has had the biggest impact on changing the game.
Well, yeah.
No. And maybe even bigger than Jordan. He has changed the game
LeBron's an incredible
3-point
player,
competition.
Who looks like LeBron? People don't look like LeBron.
No, right. And he didn't change the game because you can't be LeBron.
His game is nebulous, too. I mean,
everybody feels like they could be Steph firing from 40 feet.
And guess what?
And they do.
A lot of people are good at it.
Yeah.
Like, he's turned people into really great. I would argue Steph Curry had an impact on Caitlin Clark, who's then going to have an impact on other, like, he's had an impact that flows into the international game.
Is it
game.
A good impact, though?
Yeah.
I don't think the game is better because Steph Curry came along and told everybody, look, you can shoot from way out here.
But I think the shooting's better, though. Realistically, there are much better shooters now than there have ever been.
But it's not as good a game.
Well, but that I don't think that's on Steph Curry. It's on the coaches. It's on math. It's really analytics has done it, not Steph Curry.
Right, but
analytics has made baseball worse.
But as opposed,
I shouldn't say worse. It's different. It's not our game.
But back in the day, it was like, okay, how can I get to the rim? How can I dunk? How can I, you know, I got to work on my dunks. Now that's not working on your talent. It's working on your dunk
your athleticism.
and your
Yeah, it, you could argue that Jordan had a negative impact because all guys wanted to do. Yeah,
He changed the game as far as I want to be like Mike, right? Sure. Being like Steph
Vince
has
Carter.
Made it. Everybody just stands outside, and it's a competition. It ain't a game anymore. It's a shooting competition.
Well, it's not a dunk competition either.
Right.
I don't know. You know what? I kind of misspoke. Like, baseball's fine. Baseball is more. It's more efficient and fine-tuned. Sports is more fine-tuned, but it's more clinical. It's more like...
I don't think baseball is better now than it was.
I don't necessarily know that it's better.
Driving the ball, strikeout or double is not a better game.
But it's more efficient.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more efficient in the sense that...
Are we scoring more runs now?
You've changed launch points so that you hit more home runs. You hit more home runs and you score
more. And you also strike out more.
Yeah, they do, but they realize now strikeouts don't matter. It's just an out. What's the difference between a ground out or a strikeout?
Well, it does matter because you can advance runners. It does matter.
Potentially.
Putting the ball in play does matter.
But Sabermetrics believes it doesn't, and they've run all the computations. The OPS has gone up, and more a home run is a run as opposed to a base hit. A single, if you're gearing for home runs, and you have four at-bats, and you get two singles, and you have two flyouts. And then you have four at-bats, and you hit one home run, and you have three strikeouts. The guy that hit a home run probably...
Well, he's got more bases. Of course it is.
He's got more bases and scored a run.
But if you hit two doubles, and or you're one for four with a homer or two doubles in four at-bats...
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think I'd rather take the doubles.
Doubles are good, too. That's the point. Singles, no good.
Well, you'd have to have four singles to match that.
Right.
The OPS.
I mean, it's a basic... It's just total bases. It's just basic... Obviously, we know it's basic slugging percentage. But basically, once everyone started applying, you know, math to it, they realized, well, why are we playing for one base when we should be playing for two, three, and four bases? Why do we care about strikeouts when and you can argue either side. Like, I get it. From a purely mathematical standpoint, I could make the argument. Why do we care about strikeouts when the flip side is that you're hitting more home runs with your swing?
I get that. But with men on base, especially second and third, I would much rather have a flyout because I have a chance to advance a runner as opposed to a strikeout.
I think there's a happy medium. I think it is smart to, I think it is smart to track. They didn't used to track where hits were. You just went on feel. Now they know exactly where you hit the ball. And so they'll shade you that way. That's good. That's smart. The idea of three is greater than two. Daryl Morey wrote a whole musical about it. He literally wrote a musical.
Look at all the titles he's won.
Three is greater than
two. He is. Look at Daryl Morey.
But Golden State has, and they do the same thing. The Celtics have, and they do similar too. So these two teams, the Celtics, the Warriors, like they shoot a ton of threes. Daryl was not wrong on this. And people around the NBA.
Daryl was wrong in it, in that, you know why Golden State wins? Because they had good shooters. They didn't have Corey.
Well, yeah, no.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. Mr. Math brings back Corey Brewer a second time. Like, that never made. Like, Daryl, you're smart.
You know he can't shoot, right?
Why do you have all these headbands?
Man, your bias is just leaked through.
No, it's not.
But I'm with
Josh
you.
And Corey. And, I mean. What are you doing?
I'd like to see. I think the NBA. My kids don't know any other NBA, but the NBA with a ton of threes. That's all they know.
They watch Bob Cousy.
They know. They know other. They know. I mean, they're kind of basketball historians a little bit, but at the same time, the point is, if you know that you shoot threes at a certain rate and the true shooting percentage is what it is, then why would you go back to trying to play for mid range? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So how do you get it back to the flowing game of basketball? You have to have threes unless you move the three-point line back and you try to make it harder to make three, which I think is a viable option. But then you just sit in corner threes.
And they'll just step out further and it'll be worse.
You're right, because they can make it, though.
Can they?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, guys can make those shots. Did you see the video of the kids in high school going back and forth shooting from like 40 feet out and making it six straight possessions? You never
seen
it?
I don't watch that.
I don't know how.
You guys are doing a lot of math talk. How many, subtraction, how many minutes past break are you? Do that math.
Oh, my God. Dude, let's
106, do the math. We're 164 minutes past.
This is like how many feet and putts did you make?
Seconds.
This is how many feet and putts did you make? This is how many minutes and breaks did you miss? And we're way, you know what? We're like Tiger Woods right now. Oh, who's
with an Achilles and dating Vanessa Trump?
Vanessa Trump. That's a win. That's a win. Dude, because the woman that Tiger has been with since Lindsey Vonn or
are all blonde.
What? No. The one that he was with for a long time. Not blonde.
She wasn't blonde?
Not great.
What? Who Tiger was with?
Yeah. Not great. Not great. But now, Vanessa Trump, that's a win.
Who is she? Oh, Lindsey Vonn, blonde.
No. There was one in between that he's been with for a while.
Well, no one's talking about her.
No, nobody's talking about her because.
Because what?
Because you just don't talk about her. No, because it's Tiger's private life and we're not going to delve into it.
What?
That's
since
right.
When?
Oh, there she is.
Erica Harmon. She's fine. What's wrong?
Let me see.
Wait. No.
That's not her. No.
Oh, no. Tiger's ex-girlfriend drops appeal and denies sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You sure that's not her?
No.
It says his ex-girlfriend.
I don't want to get into this. I really shouldn't have gone down this road. Anyway, it's 8:05, so we need to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. That's when we talk about Gulf Coast Windows, Del. I think Jim Fiume wanted to be on at 8:05, not at 7:57. I don't think so. I think Jim Fiume said, listen, 8:05, that's the perfect time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. It's the perfect time to talk about the best windows in the market. It's the perfect time to talk about the best doors in the market. GulfCoastWindows.com is the premier, not even close, people. It's not even close. If you're looking for the best window in the history of, I'm telling you, and I'm going to say it, the history of windows. When you see these windows, I am not even exaggerating. You're going to go, man, these really are. Double pane, double strength. He's got aluminum windows. He's got wood clad windows. He's got hurricane windows. I mean, they're just the best. They are just the best. I need you to go to GulfCoastWindows.com and see for yourself how awesome these windows are. They're the replacement windows. He's the Pinnacle Award winner. It's the top of the line, every single thing. Beauty, privacy, security. Is that what you're looking for? Because you got it at Gulf Coast Windows. More than 35 years, Jim Fiume's been doing this, and he's been the best. So if you're looking for windows, replacement windows, don't skimp. GulfCoastWindows.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.